We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Kuf Tezayin. We had yesterday a Machloikis, Abaya and Rava, in a case where they had a Eidos, that Yitzchak Reish Gelusa died, and the question is, could he marry off his wife? But the question is, maybe there's another Yitzchak Reish Gelusa. I mean, there's another one, so maybe that's the one that died, not his. So it's Machloikis. Abaya says that you are Choshesh for another Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, and a Rav says, no, you're not Chayshish, that was Machlekes. Now we're going to have a Gemara where the Rav and Abaya took opposite sides. Ahu Gita Deshtakach Basura. There was a get that was found in Surah, Meksiv Bei Hachi. It said in the get like this, Basura Masa, in Surah Masa's get was written, in Surah of the city, Ana Anon Barachia Nardoi, Ona Barachia from Nardoi, Pataris Vatarachas Plainis Insi, I divorced my wife, Plainis, Ubadku Rabbanon Mesura, Ubadku Rabbanon Mesura V'ar Nardoi, and they checked from Surah and turned Nardoi, if they have an Onan Barachia Achrina, there was no other Onan Barachia besides the V'ar, Ma Onan Barachia Mechagra, besides for Onan Barachia from Chagra, the Hava Benardoi. There was one more. There was Taka one more on Abachia. He's from Chagra. He lived in Adoy. Va'osu Sadi, and Adam came about that person. Va'omada hu yoyma that day kiichta hugita when the get was written on Abachia mechagra gavon hava. He was with us in Adoy, and like the get was written in Surah, and we now know there's another on Abachia, but he was in Adoy. So Omabaya after the damin chashina, even me who says that we usually chayshish hachalei chashina, why we checked. We established him as one more person, but Lamaisa, he was in Ardai. After the Damina Khashina, Hakala Khashina, Dakamri, Sadi Bidardai Hava, the size that he was in Ardai, Mahabaya Basura, how can he get the Surah? Surah is too far. How do you get the Surah? It must be that there's no one else, because Maisa checked. So that's what Abai holds. But Rava, so Abai, even before it's Khashina, and here, like Khashina, because here we checked, and we found one guy, and Adam's saying he's in Ardai. Rava says no, the opposite. Why? Because here it's huchzak to have two. Before, if you look at Rashi on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where it says Rava Amalei Chashinon, Rashi says on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Hoyo v'loy huchzaku, avahecha de huchzaku moida. Rava only there said, since it was not huchzaku, why should I be choishes with another guy? But here, we know there's not an Barachia. Your problem is, he's in Nardoi and the get was written in Surah. No, I'll tell you, I have a pshat. Dilma begamla parchazel, maybe he came on a flying camel, inami bekfitza, or he flew here with a shame. Inami mili masa Hashem, Hashem, what? He came, he flew with Hashem, Hashem. Inami mili masa, or the most, the one that's negay for regular people, is mili masa. What mili masa means that he could give over shlichus to Edim and tell him to write a get somewhere else, and you still write the get. When you write the get, we are in that place. Kedomlu Rav leSafri, Rav told us Seifrim. Vechin Omlu Rav Huna leSafri, Huna told us Seifrim that kia intzuchu b'shili. When you write a get in shili, k'suvi b'shili. Afagav the mimsher mili behini. Even though the Baal gave you the information and told you to write the get while you were in Hini, still you write and you write. We're in shili. Vechistuchu behini, k'suvi behini. Afagav the mimsher mili b'shili. So Akaponim, so Rava says, I have three options. With Muchzik, there's two of them. He was in Adai. I have three options how he came here. He came here by Gamla Parcha, by Kvitsa, Mili Masa. Agav, you know, you see a Kvitsa, you say, what's going on? The shame? You know, the Shach, who wrote a Pirish on Hol Shulchan Aruch, wrote the Pirish when he was 24 years old. And the Pella is, how did he write the Shach when he was 24 years old? The Chidah writes in Shem Gedolim that he had something called Shem HaKosev. He didn't write the Shach. He wrote the Shach, but he didn't write it by hand. He had a Malach who wrote everything. He dictated to the Malach, and the Malach wrote the whole entire Shach. He dictated it. It was called Shem HaKosev. Even this is a Shach. So 2,000 years ago, 3,000 when the war was written, it was possible to have a Shem Bekvitza. It was pretty common. Like a big Talmud Chacham, no problem. He could fly over with the Shem Bekvitza. So something that there is a tzad like that. It's a little bit wild, but there's a tzad like that. Actually, Tosis even asks over here that Chayin Makkas says we're not choishes for gamla parcha. When it comes to Edim Zaymim, that Edim Zaymim, someone says that you're the aid or you money used him somewhere else. Why are you choishes for gamla parcha? So the Gemara says, "Hey, not choish v'gam l'parcha." So why here you choish v'gam l'parcha? Tosfos asks the kash. Tosfos demands the halacha. Tosfos answers, "Rav Nachum Pirush the Hosam Isa the Azdi v'gam l'parcha Yilam Litoin Kain Le'Om Ruhalcha Yisrael Shekem Idim." There, he says, "By Idim Zaymim." When someone comes and says Idim Zaymim, so if you flew v'gam l'parcha, we say, "What are you talking about? I flew v'gam l'parcha." This didn't say it. They therefore you don't use the tzad. But here, when we're handling to give a get, we're not going to give you the get. You find the get, we give the Isha wants the get, we say, maybe it's that guy. Oh, that guy was a different place? No, maybe he came with a gamma parcha or a bekvitza, or the most plausible thing can be that he wrote it in Shili, so that's Machlekes Rava and Abaya, which go the opposite way. Now the Gemara goes back for in one line here. My Havalai to Shumshimi. We had yesterday Machlekes by Shumshimi, someone gave a pekadon. Someone placed his shumshmi by his friend's house and went away, and he comes back. He's asked, "Yeah, where's my shumshmi?" So he said, "What do you mean? I gave it back to you." He says, "What do you mean? It's the simmon." So he says, "No, that was mine, and I gave yours back already." So what's the halacha l'mayis? This is halacha again over here. My avalai to shumshmi. Rav Yehimar Malecha Shinon. He not choishes maybe that he emptied it out. This is his own. Ravina Machashin Yach choishes vehilkasa chashinon l'mayisa that we paskin that yechashinon that you switched it and therefore you don't have to give it back. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah, Ketata beinoy libinot. The Mishnah said that by Melchama, Isha is not Neman. Usually Isha walks to the bed and says, my husband died. She is Neman. Why is she Neman? Because she's not going to be Mara and Afshayo. She's not going to cause herself trouble. Therefore, she always says the truth. But by Melchama, maybe she's estimating that he died. And we had a whole shayla about it. Echad ben mechama what halacha is? We're in place to shayla. The another thing the Mishnah said that by katata, where they have shalom bayis problems, so then also she is not neman. What does that mean? Hechidami katata ben elavina. What's an example of shalom bayis problems to the level that she's not believed? Omra vidom Shmuel, but he marries the baila gerashini. When she tells her husband, "Divorce me," they get into a fight. She says, "Divorce me." So that's right. They don't have shalom bayis. Great thing. Gemara cool nami amrachi. Everyone says that when they get in a fight, in the heat of the anger. Like Rashi's Shas Kason, they say such a thing like that. Doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. They had very good shalom bayis, maybe. Ella, the case was like this. By marriage, the baila garishtani. The story was like this. She one time told her baila that we are divorced. You gave me a get. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, that Itaka divorced. But lahemna, and you don't even need the whole story of the mace that she comes with Edis that is dead because she took a divorce. Lohem Rehuna, don't Rehuna Nuna. Ish Jomel Balagirishtani, Isha that says in front of her husband that you divorced me, you believe. Neman, that's why. Chazoka, Isha is not so brash in front of her husband to make something up like that. What? Yeah. There's a Chazoka. There's a Chazoka there. Zok the Gemara, the case is like this. By Meres, Gerastonfi plenty. She said, "I got divorced from those two Edim, Vishalina, and we asked the Edim, Amru Lahid Vamailam." They said it was never true. So here, she was proven wrong. What?
You just said to believe. She's believed. Why ask?
Because she said she gave them a place to check. She said it was from those two Edim, and they asked. Then they asked the Edim, saying that it'll never happen. So here, she was proven wrong. She was proven that it's not true. That's an example of a ketata. So bottom line, when you learn the Mishnah, what's an example of a ketata b'inoy l'bina is a case where she said she got divorced. And then they found out that she was lying and she had to stay married. So she tried that trick. That's raya, that does ketata b'inoy. So my time with the ketata, what is the reason why by ketata, what's the reason by ketata, she's not named to say that her husband died? What's the reason? Tupshat. Because she'll lie straight out. Because she hates him so much, she tried one shtick, it didn't work. Now she tried the next one, that he died. And she's going to be usher now to her husband and to the new husband. Okay, she's worth taking a chance. She hates this guy so much, she's worth it to do it. So that's Rav Chanina's pshat. Rav Simi Barashi Yama, or Rav Shimi Barashi Yama, Meshum the Amra B'Dami. Because she will estimate, anytime there's a sakana, she will estimate that he died because since she hates him, so she's not going to wait until he's 100% dead. She's not so worried about the consequences because Maisa, she doesn't like him that much. So there's a tupshat to buy katata, she's not naman. My benai, what's enough meal? I'll lock up with him tupshatim. The argul hu katata, where he started the fight. So first of all, before we explain which my name was what, what does it mean, argul hu ketata? He started the fight. But what's ketata mean? Ketata means she said garishtani. So Maram speaks out that the case was he started the fight. But at the end, then she tried the shtick about getting divorced. That's what Ram says. Rosh Shleimer, who is called Ksas Kiktata? Biktata, but Goram should not say Ktata Beino Yevino. Acha Amro Loi until she said Gerishtoni. If you're pointing, get the L. That's what happened. So Akaponim, that's what happened until she tried that stick. So what's the Nafgimina? Which Mandi Amo holds what? Zok Taisvis. The Mandi Amo holds that's Meshakra. So she's not gonna lie so much when he started the fight. If he started the fight, well, I said she's not so like, you know. She doesn't hate him that much. He's the one who started the fight. So therefore, she's not going to go ahead and lie beferish that he died. But if you learn the Vartis B'Dambi, since there is not such a great Shalom Bayis, there will be estimation coming here, and she might say B'Dambi, and that's the Nafkemita Lachov in both Shatim. And Bayulahu, good, she's not Naman by Katata. What about Eid Echa B'Katata Mahu? What's the Shiloh? Like similar to before. My time to Erechon, Mehemin, Mishum de Milsa David Legluye, Elam Shaker. It's the reason why Erech's Daman is because it's a Milsa David Legluye. That, it's something that he's going to get found out on. So David Daman Shaker, how can I have a Mishaker? Well, like we said, we explained yesterday, that Erechon has nothing really to gain from lying. He's not in the game of Dava. He's like a reporter. He's an aide. An aide says, this. Exactly what it is. He doesn't want to get caught. And he'll wait till the person's dead. He's not going to be saved with a dummy. So it may, that's one side. You also need her support for that. Like since there's a fight, like daika mitzvah, she will not be daika mitzvah. You don't have her siyua, her help for the aid, and therefore maybe Erech is not neman. Teiku. Utaka, stay with a shayla. Stay with a shayla. Zalk to Gemara Vaita.
We said
it wasn't Peshit. I started to share with that. Eidach b'machama loy ifshuto. We weren't Peshit that shayla. Same type of shayla. Axiom shayla. So we have b'machama. Bottom line is that isha is not neman. I'm talking about isha neman. Eidach is a shayla if it's neman or not. Zog to Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah that this halacha that a isha walks into bez and says meis bailey that she's neman, which is a chiddush. That makes bad, but that says Mishnah, she's Neman. It's only if, Rav Huda says, she comes in looking like Almana. She comes in with ripped clothing, and she looks terrible. But if she looks all happy and jumping in like she's dressed up for a party, so then Rav Huda says, it doesn't look right. So Tanya, Omele Rav Huda, the Rabbanon said to Rav Huda, L'dvarecha, for you, so Pekachas Tinase, Shaita Le Tinase, so for you, only a Pekachas is believed. But a shaita shouldn't be believed, because a shaita doesn't chap that she's supposed to be like Alamana, and she won't be Benemon. She won't be Benemon. Elo, therefore I argue with you. Achazu, 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 Tanase, they both could get, besides you dress like that, so that you could get believed on. What's a shaila? Oh, so I'm voying this Gemara, that a shaita is Nemon. A shaita is Nemon. So I didn't bring my Shulchan Aruch up here, but in the Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezer, because there's a chalak day on a behetiv, but I'll read you what the lashon of the Ramah is. In Simen Yezayin, Sif Mem Gimel, it says in Halacha, Isha Atzma Demenes Leimah Shemeis Baila V'tinase, she's believed, or Yitus Yav Mapia. So it says, in the Ramah, Afilu Isha Shehi Shaita Nemenes, even Isha Shehi Shaita Nemenes. Zog the chalakas mechaikik off an art there, that's a personal side. It says Gemara Aruchahi beYevamis. It's a Gemara Aruchah Mafurush Gemara Yevamis. Right here, the Gemara says the Shaita is Nemun because the whole time it was. For you, what does Shaita do? She doesn't know how to get dressed up. She doesn't dress up like that. So maybe Shaita is not Nemun. No, Vayis says Shaita is Nemun. They state in Chalakas B'Chalak and the Ramah comes the Behetiv and says no, it's not a Raya our Gemara because our Gemara doesn't mean a Shaita. A Vayis says Shaita is not Nemun. It means a Shaita. She's missing social skills. We're calling the Shaita here a Pekacha as someone who has social skills. Someone doesn't have social. She's socially off, so she doesn't have how to look like that. But it doesn't mean she's a Shaita and it's no Raya Shaita is Nemun. My sister, the Ramah passes Shaita is Nemun. The Behetiv is arguing. Pesach Shuvah there talks about this. I and John, but like Kapanim, it's a very good question.
How's she
going to get? Had she a ketata? What are you talking about? They're not ketata. This one doesn't say mechama. Or ketata, yeah. What do you mean, had she get again?
She has to get married?
What?
She has to be
mechava kedushin? She had to be mechava kedushin? Could be she was status afterwards. Become status afterwards. You're right. If it's not there, she's not kedushin. There's no kedushin. We're looking for a shaita. There's not get any kedushin. Not even darabanan. But it's when she was status afterwards, yeah. So the Marvaita, he asked the Beidina, the Rav Yehuda. There was someone coming to the Beidina of Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda, not the Tana. This is going on Amira. Came to Bezdin Rav Yehuda. Amri Lei, so before she went in to Bezdin to say her husband died, they coached her. They coached her. Says, Sapti Bailech, say a hesped on your husband, Kiri Manech, tear your clothing, Sisri Maziach, undo your hair. So, and then you'll, you know, be Nama. Freyti Ma, Fua, Shikra. What do you mean, you're teaching her to say a lie? So I don't know. Rabbanon Svir Lei. They hold that the ones who were coaching her held like they're Rabbanon. They don't even have to do this. But Amri Tavadachi, that's right. But he said, you're going to the Bezdin. Who knows what the Bezdin is going to hold? Do this in order that the Bezdin should listen to you. So you see from here, Mari Dika thing, the Meiri points this out, that you're allowed to do, if you know that's the right halacha, correct halacha, and that's the correct halacha, you're allowed to do something to help tip the scales, make it more obvious, because it's something that's not a shayla, and therefore, you're allowed to dress up like that. That's what the Meiri says. There's a big Chubas Minchas Asher on a case where there was a ger that they didn't want to accept him, they didn't accept the ger. And this Rav knew that this ger is a real ger, it's a good ger. So he told him, go to a different Bezdin, tell the Bezdin that your grandmother used to light candles and she used to tell you she's a Jew, and therefore be like a Suffolk Geiris, and then they'll do the Geiris. Only regular guy won't do Geiris. So here, do that. It's a lie. So the Shaila is a Raya from Gemara. My Smith Osher says it's not a Raya from Gemara, but Ayin Shom, like upon him, that's more of an interesting Gemara.